Crusade Channel News. News you can trust because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Celeste Youngblood.
Good morning. This is Celeste Youngblood coming to you from the Veritas Radio Network News Bureau with your headlines at this hour on this Thursday, November 30th, 2017. The United States asked China to cut off oil exports to North Korea and also demanded that all UN member ties be cut with the rogue nation. In today's Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, it's the Feast of an Apostle, and the search for 3-year-old Mariah Woods continues. An emergency meeting of the UN Security Council was held yesterday regarding North Korea's latest firing of an intercontinental ballistic missile, which theoretically could hit the U.S. mainland. Reuters reports that the United States is pressuring China for further sanctions on North Korea.
At a special session of the United Nations Security Council on Wednesday, the U.S. called on China to cut off all oil exports to North Korea in response to Pyongyang's recent missile test.
Through sanctions, we have cut off 90% of North Korean trade and 30% of its oil. But the crude oil remains. The major supplier of that oil is China.
North Korea test-fired its most advanced ballistic missile yet on Wednesday. Pyongyang said the new missile reached an altitude of about 2,700 miles and traveled more than 5,900 miles during its 53-minute flight. The missile landed in the sea near Japan. A spokesperson for the Chinese Foreign Ministry quickly condemned the launch.
The UN Security Council has clear prohibition on this kind of missile launch activity by North Korea. China expresses grave concern and opposition to North Korea's launch activity. China strongly urges the North Korean side to abide by the Security Council's relevant resolutions and cease taking actions that increase tensions on the peninsula.
Courtesy of the Associated Press, here are further demands being laid out upon the United Nations by U.S. Ambassador to the UN, Nikki Haley.
The continuing development of these missile systems demands that countries further isolate the Kim regime. So today, we call on all nations to cut off all ties with North Korea. In addition to fully implementing all UN sanctions, all countries should sever diplomatic relations with North Korea and limit military, scientific, technical, or commercial cooperation. They must also cut off trade with the regime by stopping all imports and exports and expel all North Korean workers. We are once again at a time of reckoning. We have some options. First, we should continue to treat North Korea as the international pariah it has become by taking its UN rights and privileges away, including its voting powers. The dictator of North Korea made a choice yesterday that brings the world closer to war, not farther from it. We have never sought war with North Korea, and still today, we do not seek it.
Today's quote of the day comes from Blessed Miguel Pro. We ought to speak, shout out against injustices with confidence and without fear. We proclaim the principles of the Church, the reign of love, without forgetting that it is also a reign of justice. Coming up next after the break in Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, we honor St. Andrew the Apostle. You're listening to Crusade News.
Hey folks, have you ever heard the old adage, you need to wake up and smell the coffee? Well, it's true, and I'm here to ask you to make sure the coffee you wake up to and smell is the Crusade Channel's very own gourmet blend, Crusade Capuchin Dark Roast. Our coffee is custom roasted from the finest fair trade coffee beans and is bagged for us by the Heavenly Roast Coffee Company. Order your supply of Crusade Capuchin Dark Roast today by browsing to mikechurch.com/coffee. And don't forget the Crusade Channel coffee mugs. Place your order for delicious gourmet Crusade Channel coffee today at mikechurch.com/coffee or call 844-5-CRUSADE.
According to tradition, St. Andrew was born in Bethsaida on the Sea of Galilee around 6 BC, the brother of Simon Peter and the son of Jonah. The Gospel of John states that Andrew was led to follow Jesus due to the testimony of John the Baptist, whose disciple he was. Andrew recognized Jesus as the Messiah and introduced him to Simon Peter. Andrew was a fisherman along with Simon, and according to the Gospel of Mark, when Jesus called them to leave everything and follow him on the shores of the sea, he told them he would make them fishers of men. After the ascension, St. Andrew preached in Scythia, along the Black Sea and Dnieper River, as far as Kiev, Novgorod, and he founded the See of Byzantium. St. Andrew was said to have been martyred by crucifixion, possibly on a crux decussata, or an X-shaped cross. St. Andrew, pray for us. ABC News reports that the search continues for 3-year-old Mariah Woods from Jacksonville, North Carolina. She was last seen after being put to bed by her mother on Sunday night. Local authorities are asking nearby residents to comb their properties for clues. The FBI also spoke to the press yesterday.
At this time, we are continuing interviews. As the sheriff mentioned, we have conducted well over 100 interviews. We are specifically asking for anyone who had contact with the family on Sunday or Monday to please call the sheriff's office.
In this Celestial Musings, I didn't know if this belonged in the you can't make this stuff up category or the actions have consequences category. So you decide. The Daily Caller reports that a couple of American men have gotten themselves in hot water in a foreign country. Again, homosexual couple Joseph and Travis De Silva were traveling in Thailand when they stopped and had their picture taken. Sounds innocuous enough. The De Silvas must like to travel because they have a Twitter account they call Traveling Butts. Apparently, based on this picture and what I have read about them, our distinguished travelers wear pants without backsides in them and have pictures taken of their rears in famous places. And then they bless the world with these pictures. Well, the picture of them at the Wat Arun Temple in Bangkok was posted on Twitter, and it went viral. Police found the men at the airport on Tuesday and arrested them for public indecency. The men have paid a fine of $150 and are now in the custody of Thai immigration authorities. They are also possibly facing charges under Thailand's Computer Crimes Act and the Religious Insults Law, which could send their traveling butts traveling to the slammer for up to 5 years and 7 years, respectively. I hope they get new pants. No buts about it. Stay tuned to the Veritas Radio Network for king-size truth from radio-sized speakers. Coming up next, The Mike Church Show. Celeste Youngblood signing off for the Crusade Channel. Serving you, serving truth.
You've just heard Crusade Channel News. Live on your news, talk, and saints leader, the Crusade Channel. And did you know that all newscasts are available as podcasts on CrusadeChannel.com and on our free app available in the Google Play and iTunes stores? Surprised?
If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted.